While they're all talking state standards,
we're sitting on a bar stool making fun of them.
Here we go. Classroom Brew Podcast.
We just be firefighters,
dude.
I hear the money's good.
What a fucking good life.
Well, I mean, it I depends. Mean, no, I mean, no, you know, you're in the line of duty, you're in danger, yeah. But
dude, but those dudes, it's mandatory retirement, 55 or 60.
No shit.
Yeah,
that must be nice.
Yeah, dude, cops mandatory retirement is at 55 or 60,
and ours is 67.
And ours is 67. The brain doesn't die, Ryan. The body does.
We're screwed. You really should think about that now. Ron, who used to be at our school, who, like, air quote, retired, but just went to a different school, was a firefighter. He basically did, like, 48 on and then, like, yeah. 72 off, I think.
Yeah, I think that's how it is.
That's, I mean, brutal, unless you like the people you work with.
Yeah. And a lot of those guys, too, because I worked with them when I worked at the hospital during my gap year and while we were in grad school. A lot of those guys, because nowadays you have to be a paramedic to be a firefighter.
Sure. Yeah, you have to be able to do all that stuff in the field.
Yeah, you need to be paramedic certified.
Yeah.
They work in the emergency room. So, like, on their...
They're still working. Like,
two
jobs.
So, on their off days, they work part-time at the hospital. They're just fucking pulling in shit ton of cash. Because, I mean, really... At the house, you're going to sleep. It's not like you have a 48-hour shift where you have to stay awake.
Yeah,
you're going to sleep.
Waiting. Just always waiting and always ready.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But imagine if you have like two nights in a row where you have
a bunch
the alarm
of shit to
goes
do.
Off.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. We just watched Ladder 49.
Oh, did you?
And Katie had never seen it before. I've seen it, you know, at least 100 times. You ever seen Backdraft, for example?
Oh, yeah. No,
brutal.
No.
Oh, Kurt Russell. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. I'll let you borrow my Apple ID. You can borrow it. Just move the mic a little bit closer so that way it's a little bit louder. But
okay.
Well, everyone. We were chatting and then we hit the button to record and now here we are. But welcome back to the podcast. I really hope the audio quality sounds okay with this new. It sounds different. We're in a different spot. The spot it always should have been, but hopefully it sounds good. If you're listening to this, then it must have sounded okay enough, right? I like to have shit around me. Like, I've got my iPad here, I've got multiple drinks.
Yeah.
What are you drinking for this one?
I am drinking Cutwater Mango Margarita. I'm a big fan of mango.
Mango. Yeah. The mango mojito. Mango mojito is my go-to vacation drink. Oh yeah. That's
nice.
All I drank for the honeymoon.
Yeah.
And granted, by the end I was like, maybe I should get something else, but because it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Two full weeks. That'll get to you. But before we jump into the content for this episode, I want to give a big shout out to James, Lish, Cindy, Melinda, Leo, Adam, Sabrina, and Leslie. Those are our current Patreon members. If you want to go above and beyond and support the show, just like those awesome folks, just go to patreon.com/classroombrew. So it's already, I mean, we're recording this on a Thursday. It's going to come out next Thursday. And spring break is seriously almost done. We were talking about how shitty the weather was. Did you at least get a nice recharge now that it's basically over?
I mean, I got a lot of shit done, and so that's what I'm happy about. Recharge, maybe. We'll see on Monday. We'll see on Tuesday. But the awesome thing is, starting yesterday, I kept thinking that today was Friday.
Oh, so you got an extra day, basically.
Yeah, and today, nice. I keep thinking today's Friday. So
it feels like
awesome.
It. Yeah.
It's
that is
awesome,
nice.
Isn't that?
What sucks, though, is, I mean, it's nice when we go back. We can't complain too much because our first day back is I don't know if it's self-directed, but it's a
I heard it's going to be
attendance 100% day for kids.
Self-directed.
See, that's how it should be. Like, after you get back from winter break, self-directed day. spring break, self-directed day. All of it should be. Like, you know how they're kind of changing when, like, they gave us that day for Thanksgiving break. So we would get paid for another day for that week or spread it out, whatever it was. So now we're going to end earlier in the year.
Yeah.
They should just do it this way every time.
I really like it. Next year is going to be great because we are starting the week before Labor Day. So
don't we already do that?
No. Last year we started last year and the year before, two weeks before Labor Day.
Oh, we're going back to the original.
So back to
2 years ago.
2 years
Why?
Ago.
Why? That sucks. I hate that.
No, but I mean, we still don't get out crazy in June. It'll be the last week of June, or the first week of June. And then.
How does that work? Because we started 2 weeks before Labor Day this year, and we're out first week of June. What happened?
So, I think.
Do they just shift stuff around?
I guess we'll be out the second. Us, the teachers, will be out the second week of June, which I don't mind.
Right. Well, no, because those 2 days that we always have, they're not. We only have 1 day like that this year. I kind of liked it starting with when the burbs start, though, because then you're done pretty much first week of June, last week of May.
I really don't.
You like going later?
I don't like being in that building in August. It's fucking hot as fucking balls.
Same with early to mid-June, though. When we used to go to the end of June, oh, it was brutal.
No, I mean, well, end of June, yeah, that's brutal. But beginning of June, it could still be like this right now in the 50s.
I feel like your room, too, you have three walls of windows. Yeah. So you're just in a hot box, basically. That might be part of it. So we are going back. When is our start date next year? Because that means we're going to lose a week of summer.
No, that means we're going to gain a week.
No, because we started 2 weeks before Labor Day this year. So if we're only going a week before Labor Day, that's a loss of a week, right?
Uh-uh. Yeah, we're gaining a week.
Oh, duh. I'm dumb. I'm on spring break mind. Still, though.
But you know what? No, I'm not complaining because I'm pissed because since this new start date, my name's day is August 15th.
Is that when we go back? That's when teachers go back.
Holiday. That's when the teachers go back.
Wasn't it the day before last year?
Yeah. And so.
Because a new year.
Last year we didn't do it. But the year before that, 2022, we had a big lamb roast and.
Right.
All my family was over. It was like we had 50 people over. And then we started school.
That's right. And that was the year that the bar, which has now since opened with new ownership and it's new and improved, that's when the bar closed.
Yeah.
Like so my favorite bar, and now it's for sure my favorite bar with the new owners who are awesome, but my favorite bar closes. You have your name's day, but then the next day to go back.
I was so
it was a rough year.
I was so sick because
school year 23, right?
School year 23, yeah. So I was so sick because I ate so much, drank so much, and so much prep went into it. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And then we had so much food left over. We essentially had another party on the Monday.
There you go. You might as well.
So
hey, no meal prep though.
Yeah, that's exactly. What's nice. So Monday, everybody came over. We had we just had my immediate family, so it was like 25 people came over, and we just kept eating.
So wait, then why are they doing that this year? What's the justification for starting a week later?
The Democratic National Convention.
Oh, it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
First time since 68?
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Dude, that's when I'm standing up in that wedding, and I'm the second most important man in that wedding.
You're buying the crowns. You're the first most important.
Yeah,
the one, right?
I'm buying those crowns, yeah. In fact, we just had a conversation. When I go to Greece this summer, I have to go to the jewelry shop.
For the crowns?
For the crowns.
How much do these crowns cost? Because this is the wedding crowns in Greek Orthodox.
In the Orthodox ceremony, yeah. In the Greek Orthodox ceremony, you get to keep them and you take them home.
You do or they do?
You do. They do.
Oh, okay. So what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, no. I'm going to have to buy them. And
what are we talking here?
So, well,
like as much as an engagement ring?
We're probably looking at about... No, not that much.
Like a wedding band, we're like a couple grand?
$2,000-$3,000, maybe.
Each?
Yeah. No. It's a set because they're tied together.
Okay.
So, I have no fucking idea.
Can I go with?
Who am I?
Can I see
talking?
This? Can I help with this? This is
going to be a disaster. Yeah,
it's going to give me PTSD.
You and your wife come to Greece with me this summer. I need company.
I would love
especially
that.
Since I'm going to be there with my mother.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh my! You don't like family quality time when you're trying to recharge from the students?
Absolutely not. Because then that's Peter taking care of people time.
That's
sorry,
right.
Sorry, Mom.
True. That's true. She's not listening. Or is she? Does she?
You never know.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Well, so when we get back, though, here's the other thing to make us feel even better is that it's a self-directed, allegedly, PD day. And then Friday, even though we have to get through 4 days with students, but then Friday is a payday.
It is.
And those of you who coach spring sports or winter sports, it's also stipend day.
Oh, shit.
On top of it.
Nice.
Yes.
By the way, I'm not going to be there on Friday. I'm going to take the day off.
That's right. I mean, I meant to ask you. So you're going to... By the time the episode comes out, unless someone, you know, whatever. So you're going to Springfield.
I'm going to go to Springfield, and guess what? I'm going to wake up at 4 in the morning and drive to the social studies conference.
Oh, I thought you were saying PM, and I was like, oh, that's nice. You can go to work still. So wait,
it's 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., 3:30 p.m.
Oh.
So I'm going to.
You got to prove, though, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting, like, gas reimbursement, you said.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Do you have to pay for the... That's what she said. Well, do you have to pay for the... The conference itself?
She didn't say, but I'm going to definitely submit that fucking receipt. And by the way, I better buy it. Dude, you should
just buy it.
You should ask, and we should just go together. I told Adam, too. I told him, I'm like, let's do...
4 a.m., though.
Hey, it'll be great.
Will it, though?
It will be...
No way she approves.
Social studies.
She's not going to approve 75% of our department leaving for a day.
I don't think she cares. I don't think she cares.
So what's the conference about, though?
So here, let me pull this up. I'm looking
this right better, you might want to register, man. What if you just got approved for this and your spot's not?
And then all the...
All the spots are taken?
I highly doubt it.
Should I snake one from you?
Yeah, do it.
Sell it to you a double price.
Maybe I'll do it while we're talking.
Yeah, might as well. What's it about? Yeah.
Here, let's see. I'm pulling up the email. so the sessions, one of them is developing social studies educators grounded in inquiry, social justice, and AI-powered technology.
That's your go-to. I feel like AI comes up with you about once a week. Even in spring break, AI comes up. It just came up because you were talking about the student that used AI to cheat on the service learning.
Yeah. I should probably deliver that fucking session speech.
This is an AI bot detector.
Oh, here we go. That is actually...
So this is like you go to this big conference and you choose the workshops to go to?
Yeah.
How many do you plan to go to? What are some of the topics?
Well, whatever. I'm sure there's going to be sessions. Right. So,
well, what caught your eye?
There is, I'm, even though you and I both do this, but I'm going to go to this anyway. Let's move instruction beyond history lectures and memorizing facts students will forget.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that.
I don't know anyone that does that, though.
What?
I mean, like, you and I will do, like, the briefings. Dude. And they're called briefings for a reason. They're very brief, but... Is anyone still, you know, at least anyone in their 20s, 30s, even 40s still doing it that way?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, AP maybe, but... That's one. What's another one?
This is good. Seeing is believing, developing visual literacy.
Are you choosing right now which ones to go to?
No, of course.
Or it's a day of decision, right?
Yeah. So ooh, heart of the DBQ, making document analysis engaging and accessible. For all, I'll do that one too.
We could lead,
even though this is all shit that I already do.
We could lead these, like at least half of them.
Modifying docs. I really should do something different here, like this one. I should do this one. Teaching digital ethics in the humanities, becoming a primary source pro. I might go to that one too. Reimagining the past using generative AI prompting with primary source sets. I might do that one too.
AI prompting, as in the deliverables for students.
I have no fucking idea.
I don't know if that would.
Well, we'll find out.
It would wind up being so much proofreading, but yeah, you're going to have to let me know.
Yeah.
So wait, how much is this conference?
$75.
That's it?
Yeah.
But 4 a.m. to, or 8 a.m. to 4
p.m.? Dude,
if
we drive together, I mean.
That's so early, though. It's a full day.
Dude, we get up at 5 a.m. anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, actually, for the gym and stuff like that.
You should ask the principal.
Maybe. I don't know, though.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do this while we're talking.
Well, I feel like I would... So I have bad habits when I go to conferences. I went to the AP Summer Institute in Plainfield years ago. My first summer after teaching. So before my second year when I took on AP.
Sure.
And I went to that because it was 4 days in a classroom, small group setting for AP psych training. It was great. But then we also went, and the school like paid for it. They paid for the hotel because it was, you know, far away from where I was at. And I was like, I'm not driving an hour and a half one way every day.
Yeah.
But the school also paid for us to go to Houston for the AP conference.
Yeah.
And it's fine now. I feel like statute of limitations is it's best. I didn't go to like, I think I went to 4 sessions tops.
Oh, okay.
I used it as a vacation, to be honest with you. Like, I went to a few that I thought were worthwhile and useful, but like, they put us up in the Hilton. The Hilton in Houston. Yeah. Crazy.
Nice.
I saw a comedian at the time who I liked, who has since been canceled and now is a piece of shit. Didn't know it at the time, of course. Did the meet and greet and everything, but yeah, I basically went and didn't go to the sessions.
Oh, who cares?
I mean, great, you'd be my accountability partner if I went. But
yeah. And you know, I'm too afraid to.
I mean, what is Friday?
To do that.
What did it like? So like, she's gonna approve you going to do this because it's PD, but yeah. She's also approving the reimbursements.
That's what she said. She said, "Save your gas receipts."
Interesting.
Because I said, I would not ask this, but gas is kind of getting crazy.
Yeah.
Which I mean, so it would be 2 tanks of gas, pretty much.
Sure.
And that's $100.
Yeah, we should take your car because my SUV it's good on gas mileage, but not as good as yours is going to be.
What's yours?
The RAV gets about 32.
No,
on the
yours
highway,
is better.
But really?
Yeah, mine's 28.
But see, I have a small tank though, so I can only go about 350 before I gotta fill up.
Go 420.
Which it pisses me off. It's the same size tank as my old car, which was a fuel efficient sedan, and now I've got an SUV. It's a Toyota, but like, it needs a bigger tank. So wait, this is on the 5th you're going?
No, the 12th. The 5th, I have a doctor's appointment.
Got it. April 12th.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't go anyway. I got a track meet. Damn. I guess I could.
Oh, you got a track meet?
I got a track meet, yeah. See, I tried really hard to not have a track meet on the weekend.
Yeah.
All weekdays. And granted, if the kids do well, it's going to be weekend shit or sectionals and state and stuff. But
sure.
We shall see. What other sessions, though, for this are interesting to you?
Those seem pretty much it.
Those two?
I really... Those,
you're going to do what I did. You're going to go to 3, okay. You're going to go to 3 and then that's it.
Honestly, you can probably only go to 3 or 4 sessions because it's only a one-day conference.
That's true. Well, I mean, it depends. The ones that in Houston were about 45 minutes. Some were an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It just depends. Like, they didn't really break it down. Like, there were windows of time when they were going to, like, the leaders of the workshops were going to do it. But $75 for that is pretty good, actually.
No, not bad. So, it'll be good to just go. And I need, you know, I haven't registered any PD since.
Do you need any?
Since, well, yeah.
You just renewed your license. You got time.
But I mean, what, 2026, right?
Is it really?
Yeah. 2027.
No, it's 27. Yeah, it's 27.
So I haven't registered anything since.
Yeah, but you did one of those courses through Greenville. So that's 45 hours right there.
Wait, is it if we use credit?
Yeah, you can do both.
Oh, nice.
That's why you pay so much.
Oh, shit.
That's why you pay so much, because you can actually double down. You can get grad credit and PD credit. Uh-huh. Granted, you need 120 every 5 years or whatever it is. 5 or 6, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And then if you go to enough PDs over the year, you wind up with like 400 or some crazy shit like that. So you'll be fine. I don't know what this conference would be though. I feel like conferences, if it's like a few days or at like upwards of 30 hours of PD. So you might get quite a bit for this too.
I hope so.
So those are the ones you're going to go to. Is it going to be one of those big conferences where they have all those like education like companies there to like sell to you as if you have the power to like say yes?
Who knows? Well, I've never been. So
that's why, you know, my Albert mug? That's where I got it
at the
Houston conference. Yeah, I traveled with that by plane.
Albert actually helped me. Oh, is it really?
Oh, when you were a student, you mean you had it?
No. Back when I was in grad school, back when I was teaching, yeah. I actually, because I was really teaching the kids. No, I mean, this is a good example. You know, I was teaching the kids for the first time, the honors kids, like inquiry skills. So
from Albert?
Historical thinking skills. So what I did from Albert was
I don't know if I can find it.
I literally would take AP Euro and AP World questions, and I would use primary source multiple choice questions from there.
I can't. I found it.
Oh, is it still around?
I don't know if it's still around, though. Like, when I search it, I thought it was albert.ai. It's not. It wasn't AI at the time. Well, I went through the whole spiel with the person just because I wanted the mug.
Yeah.
Now everyone thinks my name's Albert. It's not Albert.
You told them that your name was Albert?
No, everyone that sees the mug nowadays
thinks
that my name is Albert because I have a mug that says fucking Albert on it. Learn by doing, Albert, educational software company.
Yeah.
It's still around. I don't know how to get to it, though. Maybe that's why you got to pay for it. I don't know.
That's why you have to pay for it.
But you might get some free shit. The swag that's always at those conferences because they think that we have the power to say, yes, we'll buy this
as a school. Yes, we will buy this.
It
doesn't
you
have
something.
To go through a million.
Yeah, just 1,000 hoops or give or take a few hundred. You got to get some free shit from this, man.
Oh,
some swag.
That'd be great.
Some water bottles, some mugs. If you don't, can we set like a drinking list? Like how many, like whatever you get from this conference, we'll do like a shot.
Yeah, we'll do a shot next time we record.
Let's roll with this. What would it be? Okay, so if you're going to this conference, things I know that they're going to have, I'm going to call this the conference swag drink list. I can almost guarantee that this is kind of your mission, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
This is your mission if you want to accept it. That there's going to be a mug. At least I'm going to say one t-shirt. You got to try for that.
Okay.
What else?
A water bottle. A lanyard.
A water bottle. Are we talking like those crappy plastic ones or a nice metal one?
I think it's going to be a crappy plastic one.
Okay. I'm going to say
if it was the plastic. National conference, it'd be a nice metal
That's
one.
That's right. That's right. This is Illinois. Yeah, our flyovers are helicopters. They're not planes. crappy plastic water bottle.
Lanyard.
Got that.
One of those shitty little planners that are...
That's right. I was going to say like a planner or a calendar with the big logo. It's all got to be branded, by the way.
Yes.
That's right. A mini pen.
Pens and pencils.
Mini pen. I'm going to say pen separate from pencils. What else do you get at conferences these days? It's really be good to do like a live podcast. People could chime in with this stuff. That's a good list so far. So we've got conference, our conference swag drink list. This is your mission, and we'll do a shot for every one of these you get. We should do it as a slow reveal.
Yeah.
So a mug, a t-shirt, a lanyard, a crappy plastic water bottle, like the kind that's all one piece of plastic except for the lid, a planner or a calendar, mini pen, pencils. I'm not going to count brochures, because we know that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
These
are all shoe-ins, by the way. We're just going to be drunk as shit.
Is there going to be snack? There might be some snack ones.
Oh, like, well, I think of that as like if it's, like that's something that you're going to probably eat. You're not going to
I'm not going to travel back with it, but I should count it.
Okay, we could put
and
that.
And I'll take a picture of it.
We talking high-quality snacks or like one of those like mini sleeves of Oreos?
This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Oreos with the company logo on it.
So, okay, it's got to be specifically branded.
Yeah.
Like a shitty sticker covering like an actual name brand snack.
Yeah. You know how you can get M&Ms with your fucking initials on them for fucking engagement parties?
So you don't want it to just be like logo stapled or taped onto the wrapper.
Yeah, no,
you
no.
want it to be like actual on, custom branded
on
snacks.
The chocolate covered Oreo.
Oh, shit. Okay, you're going for it. All right, custom branded snacks.
Yes.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that. That's bold. If you take nothing from this conference except for
that's a good idea if we ever get hired by one of those stupid fucking educational companies. Pearson with fucking
branded candy?
Branded M&Ms.
You think you want branded that's your big contribution if you get hired.
That's gonna be if I get hired at Pearson, sell my soul.
Yeah. They might actually really appreciate that. You know, I like this. Okay, so the official list, this is your mission at the conference in Springfield. Also get something out of the conference, hopefully. But the drink list for the following week, or whenever we record the episode, you have to get a mug,
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you get multiple mugs, bonus points and bonus shots. A t-shirt, a lanyard, a crappy plastic water bottle, a planner or a calendar, a mini pen, pencils, and custom branded snacks.
Yeah.
We need like a reach. What's our reach item? Or we just do
maybe,
a poll.
Maybe the custom branded snacks are the reach item.
Okay, that could be. That'll be our reach. If you find that, like M&M's with like College Board's logo embedded on it.
That would be so fucking funny.
Then we're going to do a poll. That's what we're going to do.
Dude, I would bring them back. And then for your AP prep, for your psychology class, I'll sit in your psychology class. And when you do your review, whoever gets the answers wrong, I'll whip the AP logo branded M&Ms at them.
Nice.
Because you know I have that period off when you have AP psych.
Just nothing better to do but to get.
I'll just be a volunteer co-teacher.
That's right.
Get it right.
It might motivate them. You never know.
Just an FYI, just to show you the level of Illinois Council of Social Studies, whatever, and
proud members.
Yeah, proud member right now. So they're going to charge my credit card within 24 to 48 hours after I just paid.
Wait, okay. What?
Yes,
like you've been part of that for years though, right?
So no, for the conference fee, I just paid. I just did it right now. In fact, it's good that I did this for our listeners. So yeah,
witnesses. Okay.
So. I got a web transaction and a receipt number.
Okay.
And my credit card will be charged within 24 to 48 hours. It's not instant, just to show you that their payment processing system's from 1998.
Got it. So it's like a pending charge. You're not being double charged.
I'm not being... Ryan, it's not even pending charge. Someone's going to go and put manually? My fucking... Yeah.
That reminds me. Mine went through.
Did it?
Because I did it more recently.
NCSS?
It took about 24 hours, which they said.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable?
Hours. Then the login information came another 24 hours after that.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, so far, nothing useful has been sent to me.
Well, hold on real quick. Because I paid my gas bill last night, okay? So my gas bill immediately posted on my credit card.
Right.
And...
Yeah. That's a big major company.
Yeah.
I mean, ComEd?
But this is...
People's gas?
This is EIU, right?
Okay.
This is a major university. Well, like,
That's who's hosting it.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not who's hosting it, but for some reason it ran through there. Okay. People's gas is the last pending charge I have here.
Okay. So you got to keep an eye on that to make sure these teachers don't scam you.
Immediately. Yeah, yeah. We have a bunch of... I better not get canceled. Anyway.
I'm scared. I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Anyway. So, it was going to be a Greek thing. Don't worry.
Well, I mean, that is your identified my identifier, bias. Your group.
So, anyway, I just registered for this conference. I can't choose my sessions. And, like,
it's just a day of thing, right?
But, I mean, for every conference that I've chosen, every conference I've been to, you choose your sessions, like, as you register, right?
Nah, it's not that organized. Even the national conference in Houston years ago, when for AP? Paid for it, before Betsy DeVos got rid of the AP grants every year, it wasn't, you just kind of fluctuated where you wanted to.
Yeah, you just showed up.
Not fluctuated.
That's
circulated.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm registered. I'm going on April 12th. I'm going to send this receipt to our, what do you call it? The guy, and then we'll get reimbursed.
Well,
we'll see.
Good luck. We shall see. All right. So your mission: mug, t-shirt, lanyard, plastic water bottle has to be crappy. Planner or calendar, mini pens, pencils, custom branded snacks. That's the big one. That's the reach.
I really hope they have chocolate covered Oreos with the branding on it.
I believe in you. It doesn't have to be that. Like you don't have to pigeonhole yourself.
I know, but I really want that right now.
Because of its weaponization possibilities? No,
because it tastes so good.
Does it though?
I love chocolate covered Oreos.
Oh, there you go.
Have you ever had chocolate covered Oreos?
I'm sure I have, but
we should go over to Mariano's and get some right now.
Well, speaking of, You want to do a refill and then we'll get our next episode in?
I don't know if I should do a refill.
You're already gone?
Nice. Just a bit.
Amazing. Amazing.
Actually, maybe I'll get a refill.
All right. Well, as everybody else, we're gonna give Peter a chance to breathe and get a refill. But you guys, we will see next week. Well, and again, honestly, within a few episodes of this coming out, we'll have the results of this conference.
Yes.
So we're going to have to, you'll leave me in suspense, like bring a mystery bag and then
we'll take over-unders. I won't tell you over the weekend.
No, don't. Just I'll wait till the recording. I'll
bring it on Monday.
There you go. No.
Wait for the recording.
Wait for that. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
That way I really don't know. I hope there's, can we put one thing in here? Like one thing that's like a problematic thing. Like something that's just like not quite PC.
Yes. It
shouldn't be.
Condoms.
That should be. There you go.
AP board college branded board. Condoms.
I'm so sure that'll happen. Yeah.
Yeah, college board.
They're going to come for us now. All right, everyone else, though, thank you so much for listening in. Tune in at some point to figure out if Peter's mission at this conference is going to be a success. But support the show. Go above and beyond. Go to patreon.com/classroombrew. Or you can just check us out. We have a YouTube, a TikTok, an Instagram. Just give us a search. Spread the word on the podcast. That helps. You can also interact with us in the comment section or send us an email or a DM, whatever it might be. But thank you so much. And until next week, class dismissed.
This is Classroom Brew.